Since the divisive election last fall, reports of hate crimes and speech have been on the rise in the U.S., making some Muslim women fear for their safety.
They're identifiable by their headscarves or hijabs, and today they're hoping to spread awareness about what that traditional head covering really means. It's World Hijab Day, and local activists here will be wearing the scarves today to show solidarity with Muslim women. The show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning, guys.
So what is the religious significance of the hijab in Islam?
So I spoke with Deidre Aboud about this morning. She's an attorney and a Muslim activist here in the Valley. And she told me that when she converted to Islam, she knew she wanted to wear the hijab because she liked the symbolism of it. She says to her, the hijab is for modesty, so she can be identified as a Muslim or religious woman. And because, she said, it separates her from her sexuality. People can't judge her by her looks, but only by what she wants to offer them. So when I spoke with her, I asked her if wearing the hijab changes the way people respond to her.
It does change the way people respond to me because they come with a lot of baggage. You know, they make assumptions about what kind of person I am or what my thought process is or what my political leanings might be, for example. For me, I forget that I have it on. It's just me and I got dressed today. So all the time I'm surprised when people make those assumptions.
So I wonder, how has this experience of wearing a hijab changed for you since the election and all of this divisive rhetoric that has been taking place in this country?
As a Muslim advocate, what it changed for me is I got a lot more people coming to report that they were being harassed. For me, I don't really feel like it changed anything for me. You know, in the end, I'm not a person of color, and you know, I have this Arkansas accent, so usually I have a good minute of people's attention because they were expecting an accent, just not the one I gave them.
Right.
When someone's not nice to me, I don't assume that it has anything to do with how I'm dressed, because I forget how I'm dressed. So I assume that, you know, they're having a bad day or there's a misunderstanding. So I go through this whole list of reasons why we're having this experience before I would ever get to, you know, you don't like me because you think that I'm Muslim and I'm a bad person. And I think because I come toward it with that perspective, we usually work it out, you know, so I change their mind or, you know, point out whatever the misunderstanding is we're having, and we focus on the issue rather than if there was any prejudice involved.
Does that get exhausting?
You know, I hear from other Muslims that it does. A lot of Muslim women, you know, tell me how upsetting, how tiring it is for them to have to constantly explain very simple concepts like, no, I don't shower with the hijab on. For me, I don't, and that's because my background, I got into Islam because I was trying to convert Muslims to Christianity, and so I was studying Islam in order to have better arguments. So I understand where I came from, so I have a lot more compassion for people who don't know.
So you said you're hearing from other Muslim women right now that they are experiencing more harassment. What kinds of things are they telling you?
What I notice as an advocate is when there's a big incident that happens, whether it's political or, you know, terrorism, there are a lot more in-person incidents, a lot more drive-bys where people are verbally, if not physically, attacking Muslims. And as that kind of dies down, if you put it on a graph, then it moves toward more discrimination in the school and the workplace. And those are really the hard ones because people just feel like in this day and time, it's understandable that Muslims are a target and that we should just accept that because of the time that we live in.
You described yourself in the past as a Muslim feminist. And I wonder, as a woman who wears the hijab every day, what do you want other women to know?
The scarf in the rhetoric has come down as a symbol of oppression. And that is understandable because there are two countries out of the majority, 54 Muslim countries, that do force the scarf. The other ones don't. And in our own history, women were judged and ridiculed about modesty. So, you know, not showing ankles, not showing your hair, your neck, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand how some women can look at the scarf and see it as oppressive. But it's not a symbol of oppression. It has been used that way, but that's not the majority. And so to say that we women who wear it are symbolizing oppression of women is unfair to us who've made that choice. The reality is women, if we were in a different country, we could have a different conversation, but we're in the United States. In the United States, a woman should be able to wear whatever she wants to wear without fear and without being worried about harassment.
That was Deidre Aboud, a lawyer and Muslim activist here in the Valley, who is speaking at an event this morning about World Hijab Day.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, thanks.
Thank you.